Yaj Mangala Tithi, Kal Mangala Tithi, Vivaha Tithi. This is good Vivaha Tithi. Anyone want to get married? Aj Vivaha Tithi. Hey, okay. Oh, give me woman. Sukh Prapti. Indriya Sukh. Ah, nothing. Indriya Anant. Ah. Tuchavat. Mitun. Bhog. Food. Nothing. Then Sevanand, Premanand. So Bhagavan is telling, what is this? He's telling Gita, Arjun, listen. Rajavidya. Rajaguyam. Guya. Guya means secret. It's a secret. Shh. Aham Brahmasmi. You're not the body. Indian nahi. American nahi. Ruski nahi. Stri nahi. Admi nahi. Atma. Jiva. Acha. Rajavidya. Rajaguyam. Pavitram. Paramam Bhavan. This knowledge is supremely pure. Ati pavitra. Gita gyan. Bhakti gyan. All right, Bhagavan. I believe you. It's a king of knowledge. It's the king Raj of Vidya. It's the Vidyasar, the tattva, the essence. And it's secret. No one knows. Manushanam sahasreshu kaschit yadati siddhaye. Krishna tells in Gita, Manushanam sahasreshu, sahasra, lakhs of manu, koi understanding nahi. Ek shloka Bhagavad Gita, understand no, follow no, achar no, nothing. All dushtaman, dushtajan, Kali Yuga. So what Arjuna is saying, Krishna, I understand. It's very purifying. But how will I know? How will I know it's purifying? You're saying pavitram, rajavidya, rajaguyam, pavitram, pavrambhamam. Okay, it's the king of knowledge. Okay, you spoke it. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Bhagavatam Gita. How will I know it is king? How will I know it's purifying? Arjuna is asking. And Krishna is telling, yes. I am not a cheater, Arjuna. I am not kapat guru. I'm not kapat. Kapat guru, cheater. I am Bhagavan, Adi Guru, Adi Shishya Brahma, Parampra, Krishna, Brahma, Narad, Vyas. I am Asli Guru, Bhagavan. Pratyaksha Vagamam Dharmyam. My Dharma, my Sanatana Dharma is Pratyaksha. Pratyaksha. That's the difference. Pratyaksha means prakash, manifest, like the sun comes in the morning, rises, prakash, Surya Prakash. People have names like that. Surya Prakash light bulbs or whatever. Prakash light tubes, you know. Sun comes up. Ah, prakash. Jai Sri Narayan, Sri Narayan. Om Bhur Bhuvatswa. Sri Narayan. Prakash. My Dharma, Bhagavad Dharma, it is Prakash. It is not Kappa. It is not cheating. It is not Chalak Dharma. It's real, asli, original, from me. I am the Dharma Pati, God, Bhagavan. And you will, you follow this knowledge of Gita Arjuna. You will think of me, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakta. You become my Bhakt, Krishna Bhakt. And you do Madhyaji, you do my Puja. Archan, Pujan, Madhyaji, and you offer namaskar, obeisances, man, tan, man, buddhi, sense, indri, everything, Krishna seva, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, parasevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakyam, atmanam, bhiranam, navavida bhakti. You do this, then you'll become my priya jana, you'll become my lover, you'll get my love, Krishna priya, Bhagavan priya, Bhagavat priya. Then you will come to me. You'll see it. I guarantee. Pratyaksha. It's beautiful. So this is the guru comes to tell this. What does guru give the disciple? He comes, this is the song. This is the song of God. These are the words that Krishna and Gita and Upanishad. So one gets inspired by hearing the guru vani. Then he examines the guru achar. What is his behavior? What is his realizations? Prabhav kaisahe. Realizations kaisahe. Kaise. Prabhav, konsa kya prabhav? Realizations, enlightenment. Then we get more harikata and faith. Then something comes called diksha. So guru on behalf of Vyasadeva, on behalf of Narada Muni, because the whole diksha process is described in Narada Pancharatra. Narada Pancharatra. For the non-Brahmins, then the Narada Pancharatra is for Kshatriyas and everyone to take initiation. Otherwise, Brahmins have the Dusra Vichara. It's in the Janam Parivar. It's called Vaidic. There's Vaidic. Vaidic Diksha and Pancharatrika Diksha. So Brahmins come, Brahmins. They have Brahmins by Parivar. 10 years old, 11 years old, father gives Upanayanam. Upanayanam Samskara. Genu. Upanayam, sacred thread. And he gives Brahm Gayatri, Om Bhur Bhak Swa. Father, son. But what about Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Chandra, Lalagalag, any other one? Antyaja, etc. They come under the Narada Pancharatra, Pancharatrika system. Gopal Mantra, Kam Gayatri, Guru Mantra. All these mantras can be given to Kshatriyas. But Vaidic Diksha, Pancharatrika Diksha. It's a difference. If you're born in a Brahmin family from birth, then you take Vaidic Diksha. Borbhavasa, enough, bas. But to get prema, that then must be mixed. Either you're coming in a Vaishnava Brahmin parampara, and prema will be there. I have many long details. So we're following Pancharatrika system. So the question we're asking is, what does Guru give it at initiation, in Diksha? This is what he's giving. He's giving initiation, receiving and giving this. He's singing the song of God. So then it's said that the nature of the Jivatma is Satchit Ananda. Satchit Ananda. And we said earlier, Anuchit Vibuchit. In very minute consciousness. I am aware, I am conscious, but I'm not aware of everything. I'm aware of a little bit. Me and my 5 feet. What's on the other side of that wall, I don't know. My consciousness doesn't go. But God's consciousness is going. Vibhu Chaitanya. So it says that Guru gives Diksha. He gives something called Bijam. We have one verse in our Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Pad. He says, Brahmanda Brahmate Kon Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. Brahmand. Brahmand means universe. Brahmand. Brahmanda Brahmate. Brahmande Brahmate. Brahmate. Brahmate is like Hindi. Wandering. He's wandering. The Jiva. We Jiva. Aham Jiva. Aham Brahmasmi. Aham. May Jiva Hon. May Jiva Hon. Indian. Under Antar. Antar. Antar upadi, upadi, nitya upadi, jiva. So the, we are jivatma. So then, it's told there that the jiva is wandering from universe to universe. Some people think, oh, aham, may Indian home. But next life? Because in our India, we have scriptures. We have Puran, itihas. We have samhitas. Written by great rishis, or the Lord himself. One is called Bhrigu. Bhrigu Samhita. This is a Vedic Shastra. And in Bhrigu, Bhrigu Muni, he divided this Samhita into 4 branches with 4 sons. So the 4 sons have 4 paramparas, and they have these records of different jivas. Not all jivas. They have the records of 320,000 jivas. Each son got the history of 80,000 jivas. It's very inconceivable. And there's so many, I mean, human, jivas in human form. This is when the history of Bhrigu. 80,000 each. So there's a lot of people on this planet, as you know. And how they get it and who gets the lucky number, that is not told. These are the basic descriptions. So the point is, we're discussing what Guru gives. So he gives a chance to hear the Tattva Siddhanta, the truth of God. So Diksha, he's wandering, Brahmanda Brahmate Kon, Bhagyavan Jeev, Guru, Bhagyavan, when a Jeev becomes fortunate, when a Jeeva, American Jeeva, if you want to say that, Russian, he becomes fortunate, he meets Guru. He accumulates Sukriti, Punya Sukriti, good merit, spiritual Sukriti, then he gets an opportunity to meet Guru. Then Bhakti Lata Bija, the Guru gives the seed of Bhakti. Now there's something very important I'm going to say, which a lot of us, most all of us have received this, and we have a very brief understanding of the whole concept, and if one studies a little deeply, he'll come to some confusion. So I will present the confusion, and then I will try not to confuse you more by hopefully clarifying it. And it's clear in my mind, but whether I have the ability to clarify it, we'll pray to Prabhupada that we can. Because we are told, and our Shastras tell us, as I mentioned, it is the eternal nature, the inherent, intrinsic nature of the Jiva has the ability or potential to love God. I think everyone has heard this and agrees with this. That we have a nature, an eternal nature, Sabhav, Nitya Sabhav, Sat, Chit, Anand. You have heard these terms? The Jiva is Sat. Jiva is eternal, Sat. Chit means he's all-knowing, and he may become forgetful, but he has a chance to again become all-knowing. A man may be a genius IQ, 140, and he gets hit on the head with a board, and he becomes in amnesia. He forgets. That means he's not a genius anymore. He's a genius. He has lots of potential capacity. But due to some temporary disease, he got hit on the head. His hard drive is a little rattled up. And he can't even remember who he is or where he is. I think you are familiar with this. It's called forgetfulness, I think, amnesia. Is that right? So now by hypnotism and by medicine treatment, then he restores his... He removes that covering of his geniushood, that temporary disease, and then he again becomes the great scholar and inventor and scientist and recovers all his lost files and begins to function. Is this, you can understand, this is clear, it's not confusing? So now take the jiva. Every jiva is a genius. That's an interesting phrase. Every jiva is a genius. Genius means vidvan. Vidvan, Shastra Vidvan, Buddhiman, Subjiva Buddhiman hai. But some rogue, Buddhi rogue, disease, covering. Who am I? Who am I? Why am I? Where am I? Oh, who am I? I'm Indian. No, you're Jiva. Jiva? Jiva kya hai? Jiva? No, me Indian. My gotra, my parivar, my jati. No, okay, that's upadi, that's external, bahir, bahir svabhav. What about atma? So then that knowledge gets covered by illusion, the disease. Illusion's a disease, it's a covering. Remove that illusion, remove that disease, then the jiva finds its chit function. The jiva is eternal, I am eternal, everyone's eternal. And chit, sat chit, chit means I know God. I know my identity. We have a sambandha, Krishna-jiva-sambandha, relationship. I'm a person, God is a person. Relationship means persons. So that's sat-chit, the awareness, understanding, knowledge, knowing the real thing, not the temporary external knowledge. Paravidya. Then there comes the anand feature, the capacity, the inherent intrinsic capacity to be happy, to seek pleasure, to search for happiness. We find it in every animal, bird, etc. They have their daily fare, but if they find some other special food, they become excited. ant will eat just dead ants and other things, but if it finds some sugar, it starts dancing and eats the sugar. It's like a bottle of whiskey or something. It gets so excited. So it's finding more happiness. There's happiness. They're seeking happiness in every species of life. They find happiness by eating, by sleeping, mating, defending. Ahara, nidra, maitun, bhayam. So this search for happiness, joy, satisfaction, peace, pleasure, bliss, whatever you want to call it, it basically means I'm looking for something. I'm looking for eternity. So I want to stay young forever because I'm looking for eternity, but I am eternal. I'm looking for knowledge, going this university, that university, learning this, that, but I am knowledge. And I'm looking for bliss, and I'm searching for happiness and peace, but I am peace, bliss, and happiness because I'm such an anand. You see? So this is me. I have bliss within me. I have the capacity to be happy and even to love God in a very minute way, but it's completely covered. So now we say, I have anand within me. I'm such an anand. And I have some ability to love God. Bhakti means love. Do you agree bhakti means love? Bhakti means love. Pyar, priti, prem, love, bhav. Bhakti, the different stages and levels and meanings and depth and intensity. So I have bhakti to some covered way within me. But then it says, Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Latavij. Guru gives me the seed of bhakti. How does he give me the seed of bhakti if I already have it? Have you ever asked this question? No. Well, it's a good question to ask. This verse says, at the time of Diksha, the Guru gives the seed of bhakti. Have you heard this? But I have it. Just like I'm a genius, I got hit on the head and I forgot. So if I get cured, then I remember. So I have bhakti, but it's covered by Maya. So now I forgot that I'm Krishna's servant, I should love him. So I'm trying to serve my senses and love myself. Yes? That means I forgot. I'm covered by forgetfulness. So the Guru doesn't give me bhakti. He just removes my disease. Like if I take away your disease, I didn't make you a genius. You already were a genius, right? So this is the question. So the answer is that Guru doesn't give the seed of bhakti at initiation. No, what it is that, so the Guru doesn't give you the seed of bhakti. He gives you four other seeds. The Guru gives four seeds at the time of initiation. What are the four seeds? If you want to call seeds, because the whole thing is an analogy anyway. The verse is an analogy, and it goes on later about the bhakti lata. You've heard of bhakti lata, the creeper of devotion? It's not exactly a creeper. It's an analogy, comparison for understanding. There's a seed, then there's ankur, bijam, and ankur, which is sprout, comes out, that's called sprout when it opens, and then has leaves. And then, then it has a stem, and then flowers and fruits, and finally, phal, mango. Mango, bijam, mango, phal. So bhakti bijam, bhakti phal, prema. That's the general understanding. Right? But the real point is that every jiva, he has a seed in his heart to love God as a mango, or to love God as an apple, or love God as a papaya. Usually people say mango, whatever. Because God wants some people to love him as his friends. Like, you only want friends, you don't want servants? Will you be happy with only friends? You don't take service from your friends. You want servants. And you'll be happy with only friends and no lovers? So the point is, we want servants, we want friends, we want lovers, which means wife, hopefully, that you're married. And like this. So this is dasya rati, dasya relationship, sakya rati, and madhur. Madhur means conjugal, husband and wife, or girlfriend, or Krishna and gopis. It's conjugal. Parakiya bhav, swakiya bhav. We like. Oh, God has to be less than us. God, you can only have servants. They all stand around chamaras. Oh, Bhagavan, psh, Bhagavan, Bhagavan. All day long, servants, millions and millions of jivas waving chamaras. Oh, Vishnu. Hey, wait a minute. I have nobody to play chess with. I can't play. I can't wrestle. There's no friends. No. We're all jivas are das. Das, das. Vaikuntha das. Narayan das. Narayan das. Das, das, das. No. Some are friends. Subal, Sridham, Raktak, Patrak. Raktak, Patrak, Sevas. They do seva in the house. Malish, kapra, cleaning clothes, bed making, everything. Raktak, Patrak. Then he has friends. Sridham, Subal. This is Krishna, Krishnaji. Gopal, Govinda. And Gobhatta and Mandali Bhadra. So many that are there. And his brother, Barobai, Dalji, Dalji. Have friends. Then he has his lovers. Because Krishna is God, so he has gopis. There's no vivaha, no marriage. It's somebody, dusra patni. Dusra pati, dusra patni. Ramji, Sri Ramji, he took ek patni, brat. A Krishnaji, he took sub patni, mere. Sub patni, mere. Apne patni, mere patni. All patnis, mere. All sub gopiyan, sakyan. Oh, hey, come on, lao, rasalil, ow. Vamsi, playing Vamsi, Murli, then Murlidhar, Acha, Anand, Nach, Rasleela. But then Krishna said, I did that, but now I guess I should follow the line. And so we went to Dwarka, then Swakiyava, Rukmini, Satyabhama, Mitravinda, Laga, and then queens, marriage, Vivaha. Interesting point. When Krishna kidnapped Rukmini, threw on the chariot, Rukmini Haran, famous Leela, Bhagavat, and took her to from Kundina city, King Vidarbha province, and took her to Dwarka. And it's on the chariot, and he grabbed her like this from the Chandrabhaga Durga temple during the ceremony, threw on the chariot, fought Shishupal, all these people fighting Balaram, the whole Yadava army, big fight. As soon as, and he put